With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Three Montezuma Cortez school board members signed the recall petition against fellow board member Lance McDaniel. Review of an open records request filed by KSJD showed President Sherry Wright, Vice President Sherry Noyes, and Treasurer Tammy Hooten among the petition's signers. Only Wright responded to a request for comment, but would not share her reasons for signing. The grounds for recall say McDaniel's use of social media, where he often supports progressive causes, makes him a, quote, poor role model for our children. McDaniel says the recall election goes against his First Amendment rights.
Basically saying that I don't have a right to express my opinions, I feel is overstepping the bounds.
McDaniel is up for re-election in November after running unopposed in 2019. Montezuma County Clerk Kim Purcell says the estimates of the election range from $13,000 to $26,000, and that cost will have to be covered by the school district. Governor Jared Polis is not committing to extending an order banning evictions for people who can prove economic hardship because of the pandemic. Both state and federal orders barring evictions are set to expire at the end of this month. Asked Friday whether he plans to extend the state order, Polis said he will wait and see what the federal government does.
We do plan to track closely with what the federal government is doing to avoid any confusion for landlords and tenants.
State lawmakers approved a housing assistance package worth $60 million during a special session earlier this month. Renters can apply for the aid by contacting the Salvation Army or housing nonprofits in their area. And the Montezuma County Public Health Department reported 55 new coronavirus infections and one new death Friday. That brings the county to 10 deaths among cases, as the record of active cases continues to be broken, now at 633. This is KSJD News.